really add to the perfection and beauty of the world. And if someone else is not necessarily 100% on, it's not just affecting themselves, it's affecting everyone. It's all of our responsibility to help them, lift them up, and to help them play their tune properly. So music is it's a powerful thing. It's an important thing. The job of all of our, and the purpose of creation of the world is compared to this beautiful symphony. We're all contributing our little tunes.
And what do you think the significance is of being able to understand and read Hebrew when you're like attending a service? Like, do you think you can still get as much out of it when you don't understand Hebrew, or do you think you can still feel part of the community?
So that's a tricky question, because on the one hand, Hebrew is the original language that the Jews always spoke, so it has a lot of depth and significance to it, to know that we're praying the same language with our ancestors and praying it for thousands of years. It's just a beautiful and powerful thing. When it comes down to a core level of me praying, so that's the level of I'm connecting to the Almighty, God who created me, created the world. So it doesn't make a difference what language I'm praying in. Who cares? If I'm saying the exact words that were dictated by the rabbis many years ago, or if I'm just praying in the only way I know how to pray, there really is no difference when it comes to level of connection. When it comes to, when it comes to like a level of, you know, of added beauty, yeah, maybe. When it comes to core level, the famous story of in the main synagogue of Baal Shem Tov. He was the founder of the Hasidic movement many, many years ago. It was on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. It's Baal Shem Tov, right? Yeah. And everyone's ready to begin Yom Kippur. Everyone's dressed in their finest holiday clothing, and the whole shul is very... It's a very intense moment right before Kol Nidre. Everyone is like ready to start praying. And then, everyone was in the middle of praying at that point. And all of a sudden from the back of the room, they start hearing someone yelling out the sound of a rooster. Kukuriku or kakadurudu, whatever it was. Like imitating the sound of the rooster, like to perfection. And everyone was like, what's going on over here? We're in the presence of like the holiest rabbi of this time. It's the holiest day of the year, the most intense moment. And the guy in the back is making chicken noises. They wanted to go and stop him, but the rabbi stopped them. Don't let him be. So afterwards, came out. They asked this kid, like, what's the story? So he said that he grew up on a farm. He had no education. Never learned how to learn Hebrew. Never learned how to read Hebrew. Never learned any of the prayers. Never learned anything. He's completely uneducated. And somehow he landed in the big village. And he came to the synagogue Yom Kippur. He walked in. Everyone's sitting and praying. Everyone's reading from the prayer books. And he felt like he wants to connect. It's the holiest day of the year. He wanted to connect also. He wanted to pray. But he had no tools. Didn't know any language. Didn't know Hebrew at all. The only thing he knew how to do was he was brought up on a farm. He knew how to imitate the sounds of animals perfectly. So to him, that was like his skill. So he wanted to dedicate that skill to God. And that was his way of connecting. Him yelling out the sound of his rooster with all his heart and all of his might. That was his way of connecting, and everyone wanted to stop him because it seemed like it was disturbing the prayer, but the Baal Shem Tov said, no, that's his way of connecting, and that's beautiful for him. That's the most perfect way that this person can connect to God. So when we talk about languages, knowing Hebrew or not, this guy in the back of the shul is yelling out the sounds of a rooster, and that was his personal way of connecting, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world. Another similar story, I forgot who it was. Big rabbi again, and the shul is also, I think it was Rosh Hashanah this time. And there was a big, he could sense it on high, there was a big bad decree that was given for the Jewish people. He didn't know how to solve it. He didn't know how to deal with it. Everyone was praying and everyone was begging God to forgive the Jewish people, but it was a big problem. So finally, I forgot the exact story, but basically the point of the story I'm trying to bring out is at the back, there's one little kid who was there. They never learned how to read, but he would just sing over the Hebrew alphabet. He knew the alphabet. He didn't know how to read or how to pray, but he knew the alphabet. He would just sing over it, just going over and over and over, reading through the alphabet. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, from beginning to the end, over and over and over. And said, like the Rebbe said, like this kid, or this person who seemed to have no idea how to read or how to connect, his prayers were the ones that were actually answered. And that's why the whole decree was annulled, because the letters were flying up, and the angels were taking his letters and rearranging them into the most beautiful and powerful prayers. So prayers from the heart. So really, it's not about going through the